Oops, she's on the phone. Whoops.
Hi, Lacey?
Hey. Yes.
Hey, I was just getting ready to call you back. You got to me first.
Yeah, it's time to put the weight on me.
That's okay. No worries. So I have an email address here of meticulous_landscaping@yahoo.com. Is that correct?
Yes.
All righty. And then I have your phone number is 910-549-7563.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. I'm going to send you out my direct phone number and extension line because I'm going to be the lead on your account. And it's my job to make sure that you're getting what you want and need out of the package, okay?
All right.
Next is I have your business address with a home office of 16864 NC-131, so North Carolina Highway 131. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
And that's where the business is registered?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. We're going to keep that hidden on Google because I realize that's your home address, right?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Now, do you want us to do the website for you, or are you going to keep what you got?
Yeah, you guys can.
Okay. It's included. You may as well take advantage of it, because if for any reason, you can always go back to the free one. But this is going to be professionally built, and the cool thing about it is it's going to run in conjunction with everything else we're doing for you, okay?
All right.
Now, tell me about your services, Lacey. What all do you want to come up for?
Well, it's easier for me to look on my website, to be
okay.
honest.
Okay. Well, I mean, I'm looking on the website, and I don't see an actual – okay, wait a minute. Comprehensive – okay, so is this the landscaping, mowing, weed trimming, edging, limb trimming, bush removal, hedge trimming, all this? These are the services?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, got you. Small porch repairs. So you're doing small outdoor handyman stuff as well?
Yes, ma'am. I'm pretty much doing anything that's outside in the yard, basically.
Exterior home.
Well, not so much the house, but like if it's part of the yard, then yeah.
Got it.
I understand I got porch on there, and that might confuse things a little.
No, it's fine. Yeah. No, I want to make sure we're doing it right. So I put exterior cleanup, yard cleanup. I also added in, like, fall and spring cleanup, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And then you're doing the mowing and the hedging. Are you doing, like, any type of tree planting? Are you doing any type of flower bed planting, anything like that?
Yes, ma'am, I can do that too.
Okay. I want to make sure we get you for all your keywords as why, okay?
Yes.
Flower bed planting. What about, are you doing any tree removal or stump removal?
Not yet.
Okay, you can always add the keywords later on, okay?
Like if there's already a down tree,
mm-hmm.
I can.
You cut it up for them?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So, debris removal. That's what that is.
Yeah.
And then we'll also say tree. We could put tree removal if it's down, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
I guess in a way that will be considered like an emergency cleanup.
Yes. That's perfect. Cleanup. Okay. You have business license or insurance for the company yet?
I have not.
Okay.
That's next on my list.
Gotcha. Okay. You have the Facebook page though, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, got you. Okay, there's a few of them. Okay, I think I found you. Nope, that's not you. That's a different area. Hold on. Okay, that one's in Connecticut. Do you have a logo on there yet or anything?
Yes, ma'am. It's got a push mower. And
okay.
Some grass, black background.
Okay, let me find it. Okay, all right, my technician will be able to find it for sure. I want to make sure we get the perfect one. Okay, got that. And then what forms of payment are you offering?
Right now it's cash or check and Cash App.
Okay, perfect. We can integrate that on the website.
Okay.
So that you can take payment straight off the site and Cash App. Are you also offering any Zelle?
No. I'm not. I haven't got that far yet.
Okay. That's done directly through the bank is why I asked. Okay. Now, this is going to cover you for your local area about 20 miles, okay?
Okay.
And then once we get the calls coming in to you and everything's moving forward, then we can, you know, upgrade your program as you see fit. You see what I'm saying?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Lacey, I need to schedule an onboarding call for you with my technician. I know you're at work right now. So it's a 20.
I'm going home today.
Yeah. Where do you work? Tell me where you work.
Well, I drive from Mohawk.
Oh, you do? Wow.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. All right. Well, you're going home today. So this is the call itself is a 20 to 30 minute phone call. It does not require that you're in front of a computer unless you want to be. And you could do it while you're driving if you want, or we could schedule it for tomorrow, but we block off an entire hour. This is where the magic happens. They're going to have you send us the photos of your work. They're going to have you send us your logo, and we're going to get access to the Facebook page and begin all the programming. Okay.
Okay.
Do you want to have that today or do you want to have it tomorrow?
Tomorrow would be better.
Okay. Calls start as early as between 10 and 11 a.m. The last one is between 6 and 7 p.m. Which time would you like?
Well, if it's as late as 6, could I be called today at 4?
You sure can. Absolutely. Let me go ahead and pop
well,
that
then
in.
Well, that'll work.
Yes, we're going to put in this. And I'm going to call you from our 877 phone number, Lacey. And what that's going to do is I'm actually going to go ahead and introduce you to your onboarding agent because we like to do here what we call a warm handoff. We like to make sure that everybody knows exactly what's going on at all times. So we'll call from our 877 number. I'll introduce you to the agent and then we'll just go from there and do the onboarding. Okay.
Okay.
Now, for the cards you're putting on file, Lacey, is there any middle initial, or is it just your first and last name?
I believe there is a middle initial. No, believe it or not. That's weird. Every one of my credit cards is different. This one doesn't have one.
It is strange because they always do that. They always make them different, right? If you think it would be universal across the board, same thing every time, but no, it's not.
I know.
Oh, man. And then your first name, that's L-A-C-Y or L-A-C-E-Y?
No E.
I didn't think so. I just wanted to make sure. Okay, gone ahead, done that for you, and I gave you the fancier site. All right, Visa, MasterCard, Amex, or Discover?
MasterCard.
All right, I'm ready. Go ahead.
5-4-2-4-1-8-1-5-4-0-3-3-9-6-4-0.
Expiration month and year?
11/25.
3-digit code on the back?
6-9-4.
Now, we're going to protect your proprietary information, and I need to set a security question for your account. It's your choice of your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name?
Maiden name.
Which is?
Smith.
Okay. All right. Okay, I'm processing the account now for the 539. And I'm going to read a voice verification outlining the service agreement with Local Splash. it goes over the fact that the pricing's this is actually gonna pay you up. Let me go ahead and get this going. So this pays you for December, it pays you for January, and it pays you for February. So if at any point you were to get a call from anybody, you just let them know, I've already got my marketing completely taken care of. I don't need anything else from you. They're going to tell you, well, we don't see you listed up there yet. And you're going to say, okay, well, they're working on it because it's not done overnight. You know what I mean? So
yes, ma'am.
We will go ahead and get that going. Now, what I'm going to do is I'm going to call you today at 4 o'clock and introduce you to your onboarding agent, okay? And we'll go ahead and get everything squared away, all right?
All right.
All right. I look forward to talking with you then. Thank you so much for your time, Lacey, and welcome to Local Splash.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. You're welcome. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.